Anderson, Sister, CJ. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. February 1, 1905. Dear Sister Anderson, I have just read your letter, and I have but little time to reply, for your mail must leave here in a few hours. My sister, I am very sorry for you. I understand your difficulties. I urge you to put your trust in the Lord. That which now troubles you may continually increase, but be patient. It will be to your injury to contend with your husband. Contention always makes matters worse. Be always kind and gentle, and teach your children to be kind. Could you not teach a school yourself, and thus educate your own children and the children of others? I leave this for you to decide. You can judge best of your capability for this work. If you could not act as teacher, I hope that those who have charge of the work in West Australia will lay plans to set a church school in operation at once. Where it can possibly be avoided, children ought not to be sent to the public school, for they are in danger of learning much evil. But your children would be far better in attending school than to be under the influence that pervades your home. What I wished to say to your husband is that his rasping spirit is hurting his wife and children. If he would humble his heart before God, if he would take hold of work willingly and cheerfully, it would prove an influence for good upon his disposition. In regard to yourself, my sister, I would say, watch unto prayer. Soft answers to your husband's provocations will prove a great blessing to him and to you. To cherish a feeling of superiority to you is as natural to him as it is to breathe. But he does not do this because he has superior qualifications. He does it because he has been deceived by the enemy. The Lord Jesus gave his life to save sinners, and if your husband will come to him as a repentant sinner, a change will be seen in his life. My sister, do your best in the name of the Lord. Never retaliate, because this makes matters worse. The heavenly angels will not leave you if you will put your trust in God. And remember, he says, I will never leave nor forsake those who come to me and take my yoke. By learning of him to be meek and lowly, we find rest unto our souls. Every day give your children an example of patience and love. Never, never become provoked, for when you do, you bring into the home just that influence that should not be allowed to enter. Pray, pray, pray in faith. There is a God in heaven who pities you and who will help you. Go forward trustingly and in faith, relying upon the Lord's love and promises. In love.